Well, Facebook has had a difficult week under pressure from a whistleblower, and it all got a lot worse today. The social media giant's platform crashed, leaving billions of its users and those on Facebook-owned WhatsApp and Instagram in the dark for almost 6 hours. Its stock plunged nearly 5% in New York trade. The CEO Mark Zuckerberg's personal wealth plunged by an estimated $6 billion in a few hours as a result. The outage wasn't a cyber attack, but rather problems in its own internal system. And it all raised new questions about the globe's heavy reliance on Facebook's services. Alexia Atwood reports.
In the hours before a historic leadership ballot, New South Wales Liberal MPs like Mark Currey were relying on WhatsApp to send last-minute messages. So it was inconvenient when it crashed.
Well, you know, it surprised us after spending a couple of days finally getting all the MPs on WhatsApp to be able to communicate quickly and easier, only for there to be a worldwide WhatsApp outage on one of the most important days in New South Wales Parliament, and that is, of course, the election of a new Premier.
A bungle at Facebook took down the social media site, plus its apps Messenger, Instagram and WhatsApp. It was frustrating too for Alex Photius, the director of a digital marketing company whose clients lost 6 hours of engagement with potential customers.
So we did have a few clients who were running some major campaigns at the moment who were more heavily impacted than others.
In a statement, a Facebook spokesperson said,
"To everyone who was affected by the outages on our platforms today, we're sorry. We know billions of people and businesses around the world depend on our products and services to stay connected."
So what exactly went wrong? Lee Stark is a technology journalist.
Facebook basically said that there was a configuration change on their routers, they're basically the devices that send network traffic into their systems, and that caused everything to go haywire and get everything interrupted. It would be like the equivalent of you setting up your network at home and having it not talk to the internet. It's basically what happened.
Lee Stark says it wasn't a good look that it took 6 hours to fix.
It says that something happened inside Facebook that the company doesn't really necessarily want to talk about. Understandable, and their team struggled to try and work out what the solution was. That's not a great outcome for a company that has as many resources on tech as it does.
Professor Richard Buckland is a cybercrime expert at the University of New South Wales and says the outage wasn't just a problem for the billions of users, but its own employees.
It actually affected the people who were trying to fix the problem because they themselves couldn't log into systems. Facebook doesn't exist, the computer would tell them. What are you talking about? There's no such. In fact, Facebook.com was briefly for sale, the domain name, because it just didn't seem to exist. It didn't seem like anyone had it. So that meant because everyone's remote and working from home, how do remote workers dial in to fix up a problem with BGP when the problem with BGP means they can't connect to their home servers? And it was even worse than that. The internal security on buildings all ran on Facebook networks and Facebook hardware and software. That stopped working, so people with swipe cards couldn't get into rooms to manually reset and reprogram things. It was a great example of internet war. It was a cyber attack Facebook carried out on themselves.
Richard Buckland says it raises serious questions about the world's heavy reliance on the internet.
The question is, can we possibly have a system where a simple, understandable human error can have a consequence of such magnitude? Because you could imagine, rather than this being an error, this same sort of thing could happen as an attack. And in fact, we have seen it in the past. We've had two big attacks on BGP in the past, one from Turkey and one from Pakistan. So we've known of this problem for a long time. And what it says about the internet is that it's fragile, that essentially it was built on a basis of trust. But now with the internet, you can launch nuclear weapons. You can move money around. You can spread false news. You can change elections.
As if this wasn't enough, the global tech giant was already having a bad week. A former Facebook employee who released tens of thousands of pages of internal research revealed her identity yesterday, dominating global headlines. And the bad press will continue. Tomorrow, that whistleblower, Frances Haugen, is testifying at a US Senate hearing about the company's research into Instagram's harmful effects.
Alexia Atwood with that report.